So you were saying you were paid how much a day? $7.60. Wow.
That was a fortune then, huh?
No, that was in 1942.
So is that when you came to the Navy Yard in
1942? Yes. The ending of 19, and then the beginning of 43, I went into the service.
I see. So you were only at the Navy Yard for about a year.
Yeah, more or less.
And did you return to the yard after that?
No.
Okay, although they were, yeah. They said you
the
could.
The paper shows that I could have come back.
Right. And what sort of work did you do at the Navy Yard?
Pipe fitter helper.
Okay.
So he was a teenager at the time.
Not
right.
Teenager. No, I was more.
You're still in the teens.
I was either 19 or 20.
So, and what made you, what led you to come to the yard in the first place?
Well, that was about my fifth job after I got out of high school.
Wow.
So we just kept going up and up.
And do you know what made you think to go there? To apply for a job?
I don't know. Maybe we saw an ad or something. We were at war already at that time, so.
And what does it mean to be a pipe fitter? What kind of work is that?
A plumber.
Okay.
A pipe fitter. You know, put pipes together, plumbing work.
Right.
So they call it a pipe fitter helper.
I see.
So I used to help the master plumber, and we were always down in the bilge in the bottom of the boat where all the pipes are, the heavy steam pipes and everything.
And did you, had you done that sort of work before?
No.
So they trained you?
Yeah, well, they said do this with the pipe.
Oh, he naturally, he was mechanically involved,
When I got out of high school, I became a bookkeeper's assistant. Then from there, I became a woodworker. From there, I became an automobile mechanic. From there, I became the Navy Yard. And then from the Navy Yard, I became an airplane mechanic in the Air Force. So I had, you know, I took the tests and everything.
And did you continue doing that sort of work after the war?
No.
So what did you do after that?
I didn't do anything. I got married.
No, his family was waiting for him to come out of the Army. They went into manufacturing.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't get the material because of the war. So since I was in the war, I was able to get
machinery,
peace goods.
And
machines.
That, in other words, that went to the veterans. The veterans had first a priority to get these things. So they had to wait until he came out, and then he went in together with his family.
Into the family business.
Well, they started it together with him.
And what was the business? What did you manufacture?
Sports shirts.
Sports shirts?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you remember where you worked exactly in the yard? Which part of the Navy Yard?
Most of the time, yeah, this is 1929.
Oh, wow.
One of these. This is the dry docks.
Okay.
Now, if you look in today's map, we go till here. There were cottages here for the admirals. They're not on this. This is 1929.
Okay.
So on the years ago, Kent Avenue was the boundary. So all this belonged to the Navy Yard. See, even then, years ago, there was a Navy hospital.
Right.
So, and then there were cottages over here that the admirals and the captains used to live. But this is as of 29, so you could have this part.
Oh, thank you. And can you show me where you worked exactly, or were you in the dry docks?
Well, we came in, well, this is a different, let me see here. See, this is today.
Right.
So you see all these are dry docks.
Yeah.
And we'd come in, I forgot which entrance, and we just walked to where our ship was that we were working on. So then when we went to this area, and then the boat had to go into a dry dock, so it went into this part, then they closed it, and then they pumped all the water out, so that's why it's a dry dock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would fix the boat underneath if there was to do repairs.
And so you didn't really have an office. You were working always on a boat.
Yeah, I had no office.
And were you part of a team?
No, the master plumber, basically, and the helper. I don't remember if there was another pipe for the helper. You know, it's 100 years ago, so.
You wouldn't believe he's over 100 years old, huh?
I'm not so sure about that. But I can imagine that it seems that way. So you're not sure what entrance you came in, but you would come in and go into the ship, and then the master plumber would basically give the orders.
We were told, we're working on this ship today. When we finished what we had to do, then they said, go to this ship, you know, wherever.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember what kinds of problems the ships had that needed to be repaired?
I hate to say it against the British, but when we had one of their ships, it was the dirtiest ship in the world, with bugs and everything. Please don't put it down.
Where's it over here?
But the American ships were in better shape?
Yeah, beautiful.
Really?
Not a bug, nothing. But wow. For some reason, the British...
Were there other ships besides the British?
No, we just had the British. Once in a while, we'd fix a British ship. And they had the worst bugs in the world. The cockroaches, the water bugs, everything. I remember. So
it was better to be an American sailor. Do you remember any particular repair jobs or special repair jobs?
Everything was a repair job.
Mm-hmm.
There was a steam pipe. And don't forget, in those days, we were sitting on asbestos. There was no such thing as watch out for asbestos.
Yeah, so he developed from
the...
No, it's good. But that came years later. He didn't have any effects of it, but years later, maybe about 10 years ago, he found out that he had with his lungs.
And the pipes were, you know, like just big, you know, the steam pipes to do the propellers and everything. So it was...
So these were not little pipes like you think of in the bathroom.
They were just, you know, like a foot around, 2 feet around. And we used to sit on there and work.
And those all had asbestos around them?
Most of the pipes had asbestos. In those days, that was the only thing you used.
And the purpose of the asbestos was to...
As a covering, as a heat thing. Like my boiler downstairs is from 1911. So the whole thing is covered with asbestos. Well, the house was born 1911.
Right.
So it's to hold the heat in.
We never changed it. The people never changed it. And we never changed it.
And some of the coverings on the steam pipes are still with asbestos. As long as it's in one good piece, we don't bother it.
And so you ended up having an asbestos-related health issue later?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes, he did. Of course he did, because... when they took the x-rays or MRIs or whatever it is, they found that he had, with the lungs, but thank God he's doing okay.
Right.
I watch him.
Yeah.
These men don't appreciate anything.
How long have you two been married?
Don't ask. It'll be 60.
Next
really?
Year.
What an achievement. Congratulations.
You can say that again.
How do you put up with this guy?
You see that?
That's the one, the last time I had a good meal.
I have to watch his diet. So he's mad at me. He's mad at the doctors. He shouldn't be. He should be mad at himself for not taking care of himself. So he's mad at me and mad at the doctors.
60 years. You have to have a great celebration for that.
Oh, look. Maybe not knowing nice woman for him. He doesn't appreciate me.
Oh, I think he does underneath, though.
No. He doesn't act it. No, he's a good husband.
Just back a little bit to the daily routine. So you would be in there working on these pipes. You must have had a lunch break or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you would go or what you would do?
On the ship. I think my mother used to give me a sandwich. That's the only thing I remember.
Don't ask me.
Everybody would stop for the half hour, the hour, and eat, and then start working again.
So it was. There were not a lot of breaks, or were there?
No coffee breaks, so to speak.
Can I offer you a drink?
I'm fine, thank you. No, I've got a bottle of water. I'm fine, thank you so much.
I have some water too.
I'll let you know if I'm in need.
I have seltzer.
Okay.
Apple juice, orange juice.
Thank you. No, I'm fine. Thank you so much. Do you remember the people that you worked with at all?
I think the master plumber, I think he was an Italian fella, an older Italian fella. I don't remember much about it. And one time I was all the way on the top of the ship, and it was a very cold day because I saw the ice coming down the East River, and it was hitting the ships, you know. And I used to wear long johns in those days because it was cold out, you know, when you're up on the top. And another thing, when we were in dry dock, and they let out all the water, and then we're working, and then they put the water back and took us out. We didn't even feel anything that the water came in. And when we came up, we weren't in the dry dock anymore. They pulled us out to the side.
So suddenly you were back on the river.
Yeah.
What were the conditions like in the ship? Do you remember, was it hot? Was it cold? What did it feel like?
Well, this was during the winter, so it was warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there till what, February?
February you went into the service.
Yeah, so I was there, I figure September, November, you know, the cold days I was there. So the ships were warm.
And your work was always happening in the ship, or did you occasionally do work outdoors as well?
Only outdoors if it was on the ship. But we only worked on the ship, whether down on the bilge, which is the bottom, or on the top, anything with pipes. But we only worked on the ship. We didn't work on the ground itself. Not that I could remember anything. It was just on the ships.
Both in the bilge and on the decks?
Yeah, wherever we need. The bottom, the middle, you know, wherever there was a broken pipe that we had to fix.
Were the ships sometimes in really bad condition? I mean, had they really been seriously damaged? Or do you remember?
Not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just minor repairs. And we built two battleships there. And the fact now the Intrepid is going to go in for repairs to the aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to send it to Bayonne. So the politicians, why not the Brooklyn Navy Yard? There's no mechanics there anymore to do the ship. And right away, send it to the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Who's going to fix it there?
So you actually helped to build two battleships?
No. I was on repairs, only repairs.
So when you say we built two battleships, you mean
the Navy Yard.
I see.
The Navy Yard.
And so you were aware of that happening?
Yeah.
they must have also had plumbers and pipe fitters working on those ships as
yeah, of
well.
Of course. They had carpenters, welders, they had, you name it, we had it. And then you had the article, Rosie the Riveters, they were working there. And one of the reasons they were so good, they were able to fit into tight places because they were small. And they were able to get in to do work that a man couldn't fit in.
Do you remember working with the women?
No.
When you were down in the bilge of a ship with the master plumber, were you alone down there, or were there other people doing other kinds of jobs?
Other people, too. Mm-hmm.
So it was a crowded environment?
Not crowded, but there were other people. Everyone had a job to do, and they did it.
Did you ever socialize at all with some of the other kinds of workers?
First of all, in those days, we were young and stupid. Today, the same age kids, they're much smarter than we were in those days.
Are they? What makes you say that?
Well, they have the television, they have this. We didn't know anything, basically. They said do this, we did it. We didn't.
So what has it got to do with the kids today?
Because they had more basic knowledge. Not that they were, in a way, smarter,
And so you think that's one reason that you didn't socialize so much, because you were just following orders? Is that what you mean?
No. We finished, and then I went home. Because I used to walk home all the time and walk back.
So that was how you got to work, you would walk?
Yeah.
And where were you living at that time?
New Street, about 10 blocks away.
It was only 10 blocks?
Yeah.
And you lived at home?
Yeah.
And did you have any brothers or sisters or friends who worked at the Navy Yard too?
No.
It sounds like you certainly got to know the dry dock area pretty well. What about other parts of the Navy Yard? Did you have a sense of how it all fit together?
Well, I know they had the big cranes. I think one crane they called the Hammerhead, and they used to pick up the heavy stuff. They had big cranes to do a lot of work.
Were those near the dry docks or in another part?
Let's say they were on railroad tracks all over the place that the cranes used to go up and down. They were like on railroad tracks. They were very big cranes.
What about some of these other areas you pointed out? Did you ever visit those parts of the yard?
By the time I went there, this was all gone. Because the Navy Yard extended to 10th Avenue. And there was houses here for the admirals and the captains, private houses.
Mm-hmm.
So this here, we didn't have anymore. This is 1929, the way it looks. These books were made in 29.
And how is it that you came to have this map? Were you interested in learning more about the history of the yard? Ah, I see. So you went into real estate. Was that after you worked for your family business?
Yeah, 1950s I went into the real estate.
And so you were selling real estate in Brooklyn? I see. So in terms of in terms of the Navy Yard, did you visit the Naval Hospital ever?
No.
What about, of course, you went into the service fairly soon, but in your pipe fitting work, did you encounter sailors? Were they around?
I don't remember, really. They all had probably shore leave, they just took off. They're not even sitting down in the bilge. The bilge is the waist part of the boat, the bottom all the way down.
So they,
I don't remember seeing too many sailors.
And after you joined the military, were you ever in any way involved with the Navy Yard as a, you were with the Air Force, you said. Were you ever on a ship that came back to the Navy Yard?
No.
What about rules and regulations and safety? Do you remember what the atmosphere was like in terms of rules, safety, accidents?
Don't get hurt.
Did many people get hurt?
I don't know. Probably some, but I don't know.
You had no problems yourself?
They said, this is the ship, go to work there, and this is what you had to do. We did it. When we finished, we moved to another ship. There was no, to be exact, it's so many years ago, it's hard to, like I said, this here was all gone. And the Navy Yard extended basically till here, to Kent Avenue, with the houses and everything.
Mm-hmm. So you were working there, was it a whole year or less?
Less than a year.
Okay. Does any particular memory stand out to you? You mentioned sometimes coming out of the bilge and being out on the water without realizing it, or standing up and seeing the ice floating down. If you just think about that time, do any other pictures or memories float into your mind?
One time we were all the way, for some reason I went all the way up to the top of the ship, the masts and everything, like the captain's place. And there when I looked down, I saw the ice, cold day. But basically I never went up that high. We always went down below.
Do you mean big blocks of ice floating down the river?
Huh. Years ago the East River froze over.
So how did they get the ships in and out?
In those days, they didn't have that kind of ships. But now, in fact, because of the bridges, if I remember correctly, on the aircraft carriers, the top mast folds over so it could go underneath the bridge, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
For today's boats, the top folds down because otherwise they'd be hitting the bridge. So the whole top part. You could check on that. I'm pretty sure that it does that.
So the East River was frozen at times.
Yeah, in the 1918, around the 1919, people used to walk across to go to New York.
I didn't know that. But not when you were at the Navy Yard.
No.
So there was not a problem getting the ships in and out. No. Do you remember how long you would spend on a particular ship? Was it a matter of hours or days? Are there particular ships?
Most of the time, more than one day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we never went in for half an hour and then go to another. It's usually a day or even 2 days until everything was fixed. It was not a 10-minute job like an oil loop today,
Right. Did you like the work?
Yeah. Whatever I did, I liked.
Like that, or when you got paid?
And did you? I know some people would also, some of their paycheck would go toward buying bonds and things like that. Do you remember whether you?
In the army.
Mm-hmm.
So I had part of the money going to my parents.
Uh huh.
That was in the army, not in the Navy Yard.
So in the Navy Yard, you got your check
mm-hmm.
at the end of every week or month?
It was either every week or every 2 weeks. I don't remember.
Did you have to go somewhere to get it?
No, I think they handed out the checks.
Do you remember what kinds of hours you worked? How long the days were?
It was an 8-hour day, at least 8 hours. If we had to stay a little longer, we stayed. You know, there was no such thing as overtime. We just did what we had to do, and that's all.
And how many days a week did you work?
5 days.
Okay. Do you remember anything about what was going on in the war at the time that you were there? Things that people were talking about in the yard or thinking about?
No. That's why I said we were young and stupid.
Meaning that you weren't concerned about the war?
We didn't know that much. The newspapers had a couple of articles. There was there was no television. There was no, radio. You didn't have the news that you had today. That's why, in a way, I said the kids, a 5-year-old kid knows more than we used to know in those days. They put on the TV and everything is there.
In fact, I think they didn't even write about what was going on in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
They didn't write it in the newspapers.
Hmm. And so, how is it that you ended up joining the Air Force?
They drafted me. And then I took an aptitude test, so they saw that I was good, the hands and everything. So I had a good life, thank God. My basic training was Miami Beach. So again, if I had brains, I would have bought up all the property down there. From there, I went to school in Los Angeles and Hollywood. And then we went overseas. So 3 years in the Army, half in the States and half overseas. So even there, I had a good outfit. We went one ship, a troop ship.
From the Pacific.
From California to New Caledonia. Then we, as the fighting went, we followed it, mm-hmm. as a support. And we used to make certain types of airplanes. A brand new B-24.
And you two had still not met yet, or had you?
No, we lived near each other. We used to come to, he had friends on my block. Mm-hmm. He used to come around, and I used to see him, but
she said I kissed her when I left for the Army.
So he went around when he got noticed to go into the Army, so he went around to all the girls and said, "Are you getting, kiss me goodbye?" So he came to me, "Did you kiss me goodbye?" So I said, "All right." And then we wrote to each other. And he wrote to other girls, too, I'm pretty sure. And then when he came home, maybe started to date.
Right. So you got married how long after
He came home in...
A year. I think a year.
He came home in 46. We got married in 47.
Okay. Wow, that's a great story.
To fix airplanes, and one time we were bombed on Biak, which is an island off New Guinea, the coast. So one time on Friday, we usually had a dance there for the wax. They used to be continuing the wax. So I'd look in the window and I'd see old ladies. Now don't forget, I'm like in the 20 or so. And these women were 35, 40. To us, they were old ladies. So one time when the bomb dropped, so one woman came, a woman came out. "Are you going to take care of me?" So I said, "Of course."
That's really funny.
Oh, no, they're probably all gone already anyway, because they were older than me, by about 15 years or so.
Do you have any friends still that you knew from the Air Force? Did you keep in touch for a while with some of them?
No.
You just came back
but
and...
They were all over the country,
Yeah.
So it's...
So you entered the service at 43 and you were there till 46.
Till 46. About 3 years. February to about March.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we've covered everything about the Navy Yard. And when you were working as a pipe fitter, it sounds like did your job change at all in the time you were there?
Yeah.
Do you remember what month you started? I don't know what that was.
Finished?
No.
Got set up?
No, it's all fine.
Yeah, I was there till March 8, 43. I don't know when I started. And I was inducted March 8. It doesn't say when I went in. It was nearly at least 6 months or so, if not more. But I don't know exact. I don't have the exact date there.
Did he tell you much about the Navy Yard after you started to date?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because they had gone into manufacturing business when he came out, so it was more talk about that.
Right.
So.
And what made you? When you saw this article about the Navy Yard, were you interested? Did it make you think about that?
I was there so many, 100 years ago.
Have you been back since?
I passed it a lot of times, and then I know that they hardly have anything about boats anymore. It's mostly factories and other things. So,
Did you pass it a lot of times when you were doing your real estate work?
Yeah.
But you haven't actually gone in.
No. Because I did a lot of appraisals in your neighborhood.
Right.
So, even there, where was I 30 years ago? I could have bought the whole thing up for the price of one today.
It's really...
What are the houses going in your neighborhood?
500, a million.
A million. Even the ones that need work.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been there 6 years, and in the time we've been there, it has skyrocketed. We could never, ever go there now. We're very lucky we came when we did. In the last, I would say the last 5 years, it's gotten really crazy.
Yeah.
But you must have seen that all over Brooklyn.
Yeah, even these stupid little houses. When we moved there, they were 18, 20,000. Now they're over 500.
Wow. When did you move here?
68, I think.
And before that, you were in Williamsburg?
Yeah, in an apartment.
So you were in sort of near where you grew up until you moved here?
Yeah.
I was born in Williamsburg on Hope Street.
And you were in Williamsburg, too?
I was born in New Jersey.
She was a foreigner.
So my parents came here, came to Williamsburg when I was just a few weeks old.
Oh, I see.
They knew that somehow I had to meet him. Well, he had to meet me.
60 years, that's a huge achievement. Do you have kids?
I have a son.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And where is he, in the New York area too?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives near us.
Oh, that's nice.
And 3 grandchildren.
Great. That's really nice. Is there anything else? Anything at all that you remember about that time that we haven't touched on? Or that you remember him talking about before that we haven't touched on?
Regarding the Navy Yard?
Yes.
Can't think.
Now, like even in the war, certain things I remember, certain things I, it's a blank.
I always wonder why we remember certain things.
Yeah.
Would you say that you remember things about the war better than you remember the Navy Yard?
About the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I knew we went to Hollywood to go to school. So it was nice. We'd go out, you know, and...
Was that Del Mar?
No, Curtis Wright and... what's one of those little towns there? Not Hollywood. There's a bunch of towns in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, and all that. There's the same thing. Hollywood, then Burbank, and so it was Curtis Wright Airplane School. So we were there for a nice few months, you know, learning about it. And then we were shipped out.
Do you remember when you found out that you were drafted, were you sorry to leave the Navy Yard? How did you feel about joining the service?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Were people often leaving for that reason?
Most of the people I knew there were older.
Mm-hmm.
So like my boss, I don't think he went to the Army because, in my opinion, he must have been 40, 50 years old. You know, so I don't think he ever won. But
do you remember? He mentioned that he was Italian. You thought.
Yeah.
Do you remember other kind of what other kinds of people were around?
Yeah.
Do you remember were there black people? Was there a racial mix?
I don't remember.
And you don't? Do you remember seeing women there, working?
I can't remember now. Because the only time we would see the people is going in or coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, if I remember correctly, they had cameras or they had the FBI or the police, you know, by the gates, checking everyone with our tag to make sure who we were.
And when you, in the Navy Yard, you walked from place to place? Or was there transportation?
No transportation. We walked.
Mm-hmm.
If we had to go here, this is where we left off the day before. We came in and we went to the same place. There was no buses in the Navy Yard.
Mm-hmm. And the entrance was fairly near the dry dock, do you think?
I don't remember where the entrance was. I'm pretty sure it was on Flushing Avenue, so one over here someplace. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where it was exactly.
And did you have any supervisors you knew of above the Italian guy who was the master plumber?
Again, with a tie-in. I think he was.
Right.
But I don't know 100%.
Yeah.
Who was above him, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we were stupid kids.
They never asked questions. They didn't know.
Did you, do you remember talking to him very much when you would work?
Yeah. He said, do this or do that or come here, take it. Yeah.
And there was no actual, or was there a training of any kind? Or did you just...
On the boat, none.
You learned as you went?
Yeah. Because even today, I could fix pipes, I could, you know, do things.
That's nice for you. So, and you had been an auto mechanic, so you had some idea of mechanics already.
Yeah, well, I went to wood pattern making school before I went to this. I went to machine shop school. Now, I went to a lot of different schools before I even went into the Army. So...
Was it considered to be a good job to work in the Navy Yard?
No, it was a job.
So you don't know how it compared to other kinds of jobs?
No. Again, we were stupid kids. What do we know?
In other words, if you didn't have to go into the Army...
I'd still be there, probably.
You would still be there. In other words, you didn't have thoughts about doing something different, better, or whatever. Right, you really were stupid.
Or maybe you did have thoughts, but you don't remember them now. When did you retire from real estate?
I'm still in it. But,
I mean, if someone calls up and says, oh, I need an appraisal or I need to sell my house, so he won't turn it down. But we don't...
I don't go looking
for it. And we don't go looking for it.
Mm-hmm. And what about the teaching?
Well, I did that for a couple of years with Baruch.
Baruch College.
Continuing dead.
Right.
And we didn't have kids. You know, we had 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old people there.
Right.
And I gave one person an A. Because I figured if they get an A, they're as smart as me. So they don't have to come to the class. But this guy, he read the book 3 times. So I said, when? He says, I was in jury duty. Like, he kept reading. So he knew so much already, I gave him an A.
That was the appraisal course.
Real estate and then the commercial.
Right. And so, you were working in Brooklyn with the real estate?
Yeah, except I go up to Westchester, New Jersey, wherever they send you
appraisal. That was appraisal.
Oh, I see.
For the appraisal.
Real estate was in Brooklyn, just solely in Brooklyn.
I see.
But the appraisal, he went into different states.
I see. And did you work as well?
Well, I worked with him all the time when we had the manufacturing. I worked in the office. I was a bookkeeper and everything there. And then when we went into real estate, we had a real estate office in Williamsburg. I was there with him. And then when he went into business himself on appraisals, we worked out of the house. You'll see things in here. So we worked out of the house.
Uh-huh.
So that's why my house is still a mess, and we're trying to clean up.
I think that's an ongoing process, at least for me.
But we've been together, working together all these years.
Yeah,
a lot of husbands and wives can't...
machine has all the houses in the city.
There's a lot of husbands and wives that can't work together.
Yeah, but you could.
Yeah. I kept my mouth shut.
What?
No, we got along very well.
Well, we used to have our own copy machine. We got the typewriters yet.
So this was the office right here.
And this is our office, yes. Yeah.
And then you swept it all away when you were having people over to dinner.
Yeah,
that's right.
The same way for you. We threw everything on the floor.
The problem is no other table's big enough. You need a dining room table.
That's right. We could even make this table longer, but...
That's great. All right, well, this is terrific. I just want to make sure I'm not stopping you before you remember some other stuff.
What's this?
Where are we here?
All right.
Is that where we live?
No.
What is that?
Warner Brothers. Huh. East 14th Street.
Hey, around the corner. This is the subway.
Right.
And this is where the old movie studios used to be. Vitaphone.
It was called the Vitaphone at that time. And
that's what
these houses, the row of houses across the street in here, was built for the staff that worked in the movie studio.
Huh.
And my neighbor told us that a house across the street lived Mary Pickford. But we were told that they built the house for her on Ocean Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Pickford, you probably didn't hear of her.
No, I've definitely heard of her.
Oh, you did hear of her. Yeah, so they had built a house on Ocean Avenue for her. But now it's an NBC studio, and they have soap operas there now.
Huh, I didn't know that. And when did Warner Brothers leave there?
I don't know.
Like I said, all these things in 1929.
Right, okay.
All the houses in here for Brooklyn. I got 2 more books. It's all made the way it was in 1929.
And why is that? Why is it because that's when they did the survey?
They had mostly farmland in Brooklyn.
That's so amazing.
I don't know if this book picks it up. What street do you live on?
I live on,
You see, now this here, there's nothing here yet. Now this, the red is bricks. Brick house.
Oh my gosh.
This is frame.
Wow.
We had three horse race tracks in Brooklyn years ago. There were three tracks. Let me see. What street was that?
So right there. That's our block.
Let's see.
This is fun.
Yeah, building one, yeah, okay.
So are there these volumes for each, every 5 years, every 10 years?
I don't know.
This came out, I never got any other ones.
No, he was a little kid when these came out. But,
right.
But when did you get them? When we were in real estate, I think. When we were in real estate, he got
what
these
street, What street again?
Here we go. There. I'm number 4.
Page 104. What number?
So we're between the... Yeah, we're going to be over here. Right? There.
Yeah, right here. It's a brick house.
Yep. Wow, that's really cool.
It's 22 by, can't see, like 100 or so.
And I didn't realize there were elevated tracks on Fulton.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's interesting. And it says new subway to be constructed. Oh, that was the G. Huh. And DeKalb looks like they had, that means that they had a streetcar, right?
Yes, yeah, streetcars.
Amazing. That's really great. Wow.
Well, you live at Sewell private homes?
Most are broken into apartments. But, I mean, they're houses, but, you know, a lot of them are divided into smaller units, and we have, you know, ours is in 2 units. Some people, you know, live in the whole thing, but I would say that's the minority. Very, you know, it's expensive to carry those mortgages. Most people have tenants.
And then, don't you have some apartment developments there?
There are a lot of projects across the park.
Projects, yeah.
And in fact, a lot of those extend to the Navy Yard. Do you remember Sand Street at all? What was that like?
It's still there. There's an entrance there to pick up your car.
Yeah. Most people have negative associations with that entrance. But do you remember what it was like?
I know now because I had to go pick up a car, I think for my son or somebody. So we had to go that way.
But you weren't.
That's why I don't think these maps even have Sand Street. Hudson. You see,
Here's Sand.
Is Navy. Yeah, Sand Street goes this way. Sand Street doesn't run this way.
No.
It runs into it. That's mm-hmm. Sand. This is Navy Street here. And what I remember on Flushing Avenue, there was a lot of bars there.
Hmm.
Yeah, for the Navy personnel. And I hate to say it, and some girls also.
So did it look very different than it does today, Flushing?
Well, today, of course, it's a different world. You can't buy anything anymore.
What do you mean?
No, the prices are so high, you know. Mm.
Oh, you mean real estate?
See all the empty spaces we had in 29?
Do you remember that? Do you remember there being a lot of empty space?
Yes.
Because I guess, was there empty space in Williamsburg?
Not exactly in Williamsburg. I remember very faintly that the fire engines had horses. Very, very faintly. And another thing, very faintly, when an Italian person passed away, they had a band in front of them playing music as they're taking the hearse down the street.
Hmm.
That I remember.
And that was from when you were a child?
Yeah. I remember they played music. Yeah.
When were you born?
When was I born?
1923.
It's on here.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. It's great to hear about all that. Am I missing anything? Are we leaving anything out?
I'll tell you what. If you should recall anything, we could always call you.
That would be great. I'll just add it on. That would be great.
Yeah.
You know, it's so many years ago, and I hate to keep repeating it. We were stupid in those days. So you went, you did, and you came home. There was no television. Radio had the Lone Ranger or the Shadow.
But it was better without the television, because he was out more, he was involved more. Today the television, the kids are more into it.
Mm-hmm.
No good.
Yeah.
No good.